When did you first become interested in baseball? I mean, how old were you when you first started following the game or going to games?
Well, I started going to Mobile Bears in 1952. I was only 12. I lived across the street from a ball player named John Call. He never made the big leagues, but he was a pretty good pitcher. And he asked me one day, I was just throwing my ball up against the porch and playing. He says, "Hey, wait, you want to come out there? We might give him a job as a bat boy or something, because, you know, I see you throwing the ball like most kids." And I went to the ballpark, met the owner, John Toomey, and then he says, "Hey, he'll make a good bat boy, even though he's skinny and like a little runt. But nowadays, anybody could be, not anybody, but, you know, right now you got to be 20 years old or 18. But let's put you out there and see what you do." So I became a bat boy. I didn't have a uniform the first year. I had just blue jeans. So I started playing jazz and pepper with the ball players. I got to shake hands with some of the guys like Don Zimmer and Bobby Crane, a couple of ball players, Norm Marker, and a few more guys like that. And they was with us for 2 years, more than 2 years. They went up to play. So that's how I got to learn. And I was sitting next to the dugout with a lot of things I wouldn't know. I was a bad boy talking to the players for the whole year. And then I came back in 53, and the guy next door, I mean next to the clubhouse, came up with it, got me a uniform. Made me one or bought one or something. And I became a uniform part of the team. And then in 53, my ears was like, so my dad told me to get my ears fixed. I was in the hospital not long, 1 or 2 days, but we lost a couple of games. And the fans kept saying, "Where's Wayne at? Where's Wayne at?" And then my dad said, "He needs ears fixed," but they didn't come back any better than what it was. But that's how I got started being a bat boy and talking to the players, not like they are now when they sit in the dugout and didn't run out and get to bat. But I sat there, they on the deck circle with them. All the ball players, you know, from 1 to 9, we didn't have a DH, pitcher set, and stuff like that. And we had a pretty good pitching staff, you know, Dodgers. Like I say, they had the big leaguers. Not that we couldn't do it, but now you come to the big leagues. You had to fight your way, scratch your way, get to AAA, some guys. We had 52, came back in 53, even though they had good records. They said, "Well, you know, 13, you don't say what you do now." I said, "How you doing? Good to see you again." You know, shook hands with the guys. Them guys started laughing, because I didn't cut up in them days like I did with the Twins organization, because in them you don't say too much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You treat everybody, you know, just with respect and stuff like that. So that's how I got started in 1952. There was an article about me, I don't have a clip in it, I lost it. But it might be in the Twins almanac or whatever it is. Me and my blue jeans and stuff.
How old were you in 52?
I was 12 years old. I was born in 1940. Yeah, I was 12 years old. Because I remember, I don't know if you remember, they used to have the game of the day, you know, in New Shore, whatever, I forgot who the natural was. I was in 52. Now, you know, them guys are gone by now. All baseball is gone. But I missed school one day, and the teacher got on me. I had to get to clean. Well, we didn't have general manager. We had on Mr. Toomey. So he had to write an article and wrote to the school principal. Said, "They had a ball game. I'm sorry, missed the game." But, you know, did it to protect me. They didn't want me to get out of grammar school, you know, suspended. So that was kind of a highlight. I mean, I didn't think the president, nobody would care about a 12-year-old kid, you know. But when you skip school, I tell them I had a sore throat. You know how it is. And that's the most cheerful, but that's how I broke in baseball. I've been doing it ever since for, at least 65 years. You can count better than I do. Oh, you went to high school.
Yeah. What, you said you were born in 1940. What's your birthday?
February 24th, 1940.
February 24th. And How many siblings did you have, or brothers and sisters?
I got to count because I'm the only son. Yeah, only boy and the oldest person. Born first, and we moved around a lot. I lived mostly with my grandmother, who was very nice, but I guess I'm the grandma's boy. Mm-hmm. I was the only son in that family, so she said, "Why don't you live with me a little bit, a month or two?" So I lived with her, and we started moving around a lot.
Yeah, that wasn't that unusual back then.
Yeah, that's true. Like I say, I can't remember. I can't even remember the day I was born. Only time I know about when I was born was I was born at home.
Oh.
And the doctor, about two doors down, delivered me at home. My grandmother and my mother was dead. Back in the 40s, we didn't have much. And I don't know. Nobody went to hospital then, but back in the late 30s, early 40s, everybody was born at home. I mean, don't ask me why, but we knew it was poor, but I didn't know it was about 1943 or 44.
You were born in Mobile, right?
Yeah, Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. Did you play baseball yourself at all?
No, Actually, I played baseball sometime in the summertime. When the team was on the road, I'd try playing ball at the playground. But I knew I wasn't good. I mean, I was small, 90-pound second baseman, and I didn't know how to play. I was a pitcher. That didn't work. Went to second base. That didn't work. I didn't go to outfield, but I did umpire, and I wasn't too good because people said, "Go home." So that was a... And I was still bad boy in the summertime, but when the team was on the road, I had to stay and do something. So I went to a baseball park, a playground where they had.
Yep.
It ain't like it is nowadays. In them days, you had playgrounds. Now it's, I don't know, they hit the cage or they do this. We don't have a playground. I guess they do now, but since I'm connecting professional baseball, I don't pay too much what the kids do, which I don't criticize. It's just when you got a job, you don't know what's going on in the East City.
Mm-hmm. No, that's interesting.
I know my daddy when I graduated. He said, "Why don't you get a real job?" So I guess I found myself in a real job in baseball. 66 years old.
Yeah. Your dad worked in the coal mines?
No, we don't have coal mines. My daddy was in the service. When he got out of the service, he retired. A bad ass like me, but he got a job at the Air Force Base, Brooklyn Air Force Base, as a clerk. He could do paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he came from school, in them days, he was born in the 30s, no, late 20s. So most, a lot of them kids don't graduate. But
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said my mother had to work because all the fathers and brothers had to go overseas. So she went to work at a Brooklyn Air Force Station, kind of picture up plane.
Making a good job. But then you got into baseball, and then you just stayed with that sport.
Just kept going, yeah. I was a bad boy for about 10 years, 9 years. We didn't have a clubhouse guy, so I did all the shoes. We only had one trainer, myself, and 25 golfers. I made In them days, I quit down, but it wasn't moving like we do now. Once you have 22, that's what you have. Nobody went up, nobody went down.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Somebody got hurt, they had to play hurt.
Yeah. But
I tell the guys the best two or three years old, he said, I said, we're not just playing for the Twins, we're out of the hill, minor leagues. We never had no injuries. We had them. They hurt their toe, a poor muscle just pushing tape over and say, go get them.
Yeah, it's so much different now. But you as a bat,
they threw, they pitched 9 innings or 8.5 or whatever it was, and then when they get through shower with the team, they go in and let the hot water rub going get on their shoulder. But they didn't use ice and anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we had 9 pitchers.
Did
14 like they have now? Yeah, they got 9. Yeah. They got 5 starters, 4 starters, and 5 of 4 other guys. They're starters, but they only pitch their time.
Yep.
And then
did the pitcher?
Cleveland came in 1957. Yeah, 53. Yeah, no, 56. They came in, and in 57, I fixed big money. Stigman and Schaefer and Gary Bell. I know that's 3 starters we had. 3 good starters. We probably had 2 more too. I just got to remember their name.
Yeah,
Gene Larry was the 4th. Yeah. And he won 21 games. Bell had a good record, maybe 18 games. They both came back the next year, Stigman and the 57. All the same pitchers came back, not like it is now.
Yep. Yep. Did you collect any things or take pictures back then or anything like that that you still have?
No, they might have had team pitchers, but they didn't pass them out. Maybe they might issue them to the they call it some of the public, because I recognize somebody. I'm trying to think of somebody uptown. About 1995 or something. Said, "Hey, we got a picture of you back in 1952 or 53, 54, one of the years." But I don't know. I guess that company went out of business. But we didn't say. In them days, then the Balkans had popped. If they did, I've never seen them come in the clubhouse. It wasn't like everybody wanted autographs like it is now, but every now and then I see people signing a card or something like that. But in the 10 years I was there, I didn't save any of my baseballs and nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was a hobby. You know, not a hobby, it was a job for me. And now people's collecting. They get a whole bunch of money. I didn't do that because I was in it. I treat these ball players like they're my family, brothers and sisters, you know, brothers and uncles. You know, I treat them like, you know,
yeah.
My right now, you know, everybody wants power, everybody wants these guys. In them days, they didn't come nowhere near, not nowhere near, but they get them, as soon as the game's over, they have food, they shower, get the heck out of, you know, the street clubhouse. So I never gathered too much. I should have. People, all the years you've been here, how come you never said? I said, well, I'd rather go see Hank Williams Jr. and get his autograph, like all the stuff people. But Oakland is like my brothers are not like that, or my daddy's, you know, when you're just working, you know, agents, you don't have time, but I don't like to pester ball players in them days.
Yep. Yep.
And even now, I get a few autographs just if somebody's got a charity thing to do, like where I live, there's a couple of people who've got cancer, they're going to raise some money. So my roommate says,
sure.
Could you get a couple of balls to get autographs? And I got a few autographs. And when they had this golf tournament, like a week ago, they had one, and I think they got one at Memorial Day, even though the team's on the road, I'll get two or three guys to sign a ball. You know, just, I hate cancer because I had it. So anything to do with the cancer, even though I don't have the money, at least I can help some of these people who's got a few dollars. They can, you know, have a golf tournament and stuff like that.
Yep. Yep. Well, I won't keep you